I don't know if you've been watching MasterChef Professionals. If so, you might have seen Chef Mark Saunderson from Cafe Spice in Larne. But only 3 years ago, Mark was working as a joiner with no training as a chef, and a surprise visit to his restaurant from Chef Greg Wallace prompted him to apply for this year's series. Mark went out of the competition on last week's show, but he joins me now. Good morning, Mark.
Morning.
Well, it's quite a story, isn't it? It's a hell of a jump.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a roller coaster ride, so it has. It's been quite good.
Well, how did it all come about? If we go back to the start, you were working away as a joiner, and what happened?
I was working as a joiner over in England at the time, and a friend had bought an old pub in the town. And I got a phone call about maybe turning it into a coffee shop. Not that my sister had a small coffee shop, my niece, and they talked about, you know, taking over this building and maybe turning it into a coffee shop. And completely forgot about it, thought nothing more of it. Whenever I came home, it cropped up again around Christmas time. And I knew a squad of boys who were over in England working with me, and their work had dried up slightly. So I thought about it and spoke to them, and they said, yeah, come on, we'll refurbish it, give us a bit of work and stuff like that there. So over 2 months, we refurbished it and turned it into a restaurant. And I came in to help in the kitchen on the first night that we opened, and I haven't left it since.
You're joking?
Yeah.
And so Greg Wallace then, he came into the restaurant, is that right?
He was filming a show around the town, so he was the genealogy show, Who Do You Think You Are?
Mm-hmm.
And he came in to eat, and he basically liked the food, and we had a chat with him and stuff, and he said to me, you know, he's maybe thinking about applying for the show, but
well, what did you make for him?
Made him a few desserts. No, he liked desserts, so we sat him down and shoved a couple of desserts down his throat, so we did.
Well, what were the desserts? What did he rave about?
One of them was a passion fruit posset with a white chocolate cream and a blood orange Prosecco jelly.
Oh, lovely.
So it was one that he really enjoyed, so he said about coming on the show, and I thought about it, and I wasn't going to do it. It really wasn't just my sort of thing. But as time went on, a couple of weeks later, I thought, I'll apply and see you anyway. And then just ended up getting interviewed and the whole process, and then getting on the show eventually. So it was, yeah, really good.
Did you enjoy it, I suppose, is the first question, because it's not everybody would enjoy that sort of reality TV show of being judged all the time.
I didn't. It was a great experience, so it was, but it was pressure like I'd never felt before. Just a completely different circumstances than what I'm used to from my day-to-day. There's pressure in the kitchen, not always, but this was just mind-blowing, so it was to actually cook for Michelle Roux and Greg Wallace himself and that there. It was just the pressure was intense. You couldn't imagine just how severe it is.
Was there much rivalry between you and the other contestants?
Not really. All the contestants that I was on with were really quite good. We were quite friendly, so we were. And we sat and chatted.
See, on reality shows, I always think that's a spoof, Mark. I always think there's no way that they can all be friends. They're all trying to win.
Everybody was trying to win, so they were. But the time we'd spent together, you know, off screen and stuff like that, there everybody got on really well, and we just chatted about what we were doing on the show and how we thought it was going and stuff like that. But not everybody got on, like 100%. So they did. There was no fallouts or anything. It was just everybody's really, really friendly, and it was a great experience.
Would you do it again?
I would. I would love to. Yeah, and I would say to anybody to go ahead and give it a go. It's. Just to get over there and see what's going on, and just to get on the show and have the experience of it all, it's fantastic. So as I would urge anybody to try it.
Well, what are your plans for the future, Mark? You've obviously done very well, and what's next?
To be honest, I have no idea. Just work on what we have here and build on the strength of what we're doing, and get a good reputation and push ourselves as far as we can go, and just be as the best we can be and as busy as we can be. That's basically it.
You're definitely not going back to the joinery.
Oh no, I've had enough years of cold winters on roofs, up ladders, all the rest of it. I'm quite happy in a warm kitchen now, so I'm quite content.
I was going to say, it might be cold, but sometimes you can't stand the heat, you have to get out of the kitchen.
Yeah. No, I don't think I would go back to the joinery again. So, but definitely not. Yeah, I've done 20 years at it, and this was a nice change, and no, I plan to stick with it for as long as I can.
Okay, Mark, well, look, congratulations, well done, and we wish you all the best then for the future.
Okay, thank you very much.